displayed her fierce curved teeth. Her reddish eyes glowed and she displayed her fearsome feature. She assumed a frightening body as if she were prepared to destroy the entire creation. Leaping violently from the altar, she immediately decapitated all the rogues and thieves with the very sword with which they had intended to kill Jadabharata. She then began to drink the hot blood that flowed from the necks of the beheaded rogues and thieves, as if this blood were liquor. Indeed, she drank this intoxicant with her associate, who were witches and female demons. Becoming intoxicated with this blood, they all began to sing very loudly and dance as though prepared to annihilate the entire universe. At the same time, they began to play with the heads of the rogues and thieves, tossing them about as if they were balls. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It is evident from this verse that the devotees of Goddess Kali are not at all favored by her. It is Goddess Kali's work to kill and punish the demons. Goddess Kali Durga engages in decapitating many demons, dacoits, and other unwanted elements in the society. Neglecting Krishna consciousness, foolish people try to satisfy the goddess by offering her many abominable things. But ultimately, when there is a little discrepancy in the worship, the goddess punishes the worshipper by taking his life. Demoniac people worship Goddess Kali to obtain some material benefit, but they are not excused of the sins performed in the name of worship. To sacrifice a man or animal before the deity is specifically forbidden. And then verse 19 also. When an envious person commits an offense before a great personality, he is always punished in the way mentioned above. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasme Sri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desa Tarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I welcome all of you to this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are discussing from the Canto 5, Chapter 9, entitled The Supreme Character of Jadabharata. So this is one of the interesting section of the Srimad Bhagavat where a devotee is going through different phases of his life. So we have been reading that he was a Bharat Maharaj, but because of attachment to the deer, he fell down. And Bharat Maharaj became deer in his next life. And then, but he was very special deer. He was not roaming here and there in the forest. He was always sitting in the ashram and he was hearing all the Bhagavatam classes. And end of the day, remember God. And in the next life, the deer become Jadabharata. So apparently, he was going through all these different species, but Acharya explains that in each and every species, the consciousness of the soul was increasing. So in that way, it was not a fall down. It was a part of his spiritual journey because the consciousness was getting elevated in each and every life. And at last, as a Jadabharata, he became the fully focused on spirituality, and to that extent that he was not talking with anybody because he was so much fearful of world and getting material contaminated that he was thinking that if I'll talk with somebody, material people, non-devotee, they may pollute my consciousness. So it is like another extreme. He was stopped everything. And he was behaving in such a way that people were thinking that he's a mad person. But actually he was not a mad person. He was an exalted person. So one of the Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was writing in the commentary that how a devotee behaves seeing the opponent party, in what consciousness they are, the devotee interact in that way. So Jadabharata, if you see in the beginning time, the family members, they were neglecting him. They were giving him some low food, some oil cake and those rotten food. And Jadabharata used to eat that food without any complaint. And then, now the pastime is coming when Jadabharata meets with all the dacoits. So it's like the king of the dacoit, he has a plan to kill an animal man. Animal man means this concept is called sacrificing a man who is less intelligent. That is called animal man. So Acharya is writing in the commentary that actually as for the Veda, it is not sanctioned. As for the Veda, at max you can kill an animal, that too, because somebody is anyhow going to eat meat. So they sanction that, okay, you sacrifice that animal before the goddess Kali, so that Kali will witness that you are going to kill this animal, and that animal will take the revenge in the next life. So it is just a license so that it will reduce your propensity to eat meat. But this dacoit went to such an extent that he thought that if killing animal, Mother Kali is getting happy, then what about killing a man? She would be more happy. She will get to drink that blood of a human being. And that was the extent he went, and he captured a human being for killing. But somehow or other that human being got into consciousness and he ran from that place. And then he sent all his dacoit to find out another man animal. And they saw this gentleman, Jadabharata, the pure exalted devotee, was guarding the paddy field in the night. And they saw that this looks like the suitable match, because he was silently sitting at one place and he was looking at a dumb, because he was exalted and always absorbed in the consciousness of Krishna, that outwardly he was behaving like a mad person. So they captured this Jadabharata, and to the surprise, Jadabharata didn't retaliate anything. And they took Jadabharata to the main chief of the dacoits, and they prepared all the items for sacrifice. And that moment, the time come, the king of all the dacoit, he comes with a big sword to chop off the head of Jadabharata. And about to chop the head, at that moment, Mother Kali, who is a great Vaishnavi, how can a great Vaishnavi see another Vaishnava to kill in front of her? She can't tolerate, and immediately she jumped out of the altar. And Acharyas explained that Jadabharata was such an exalted, pure devotee. The Brahman effulgence was coming out of his body, and the Brahman effulgence was so powerful that it cracked the body of the Kali. It cracked the deity, the altar, and then from the altar the Kali came out. And Kali was so fearsome and so angry. She took out the same sword and chopped off the heads of all his devotees. Can you imagine? They were the devotees of Kali and they were worshipping Kali. And here Kali is killing his own devotees. That is the power of the extent that if somebody commits a Vaishnava aparad, another Vaishnava cannot tolerate that offense. We can see here. And in next shloka, they were telling the same thing in the verse 19. Sukadeva Goswami is telling, when an envious person commits an offense before a great personality, he is always punished in the way mentioned above. So if you see on the scripture, the same concept is coming out. Recently, I was giving the class of Vidyapeeth 11th chapter, Universal Form, and I was going through the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. And Chakravarti Pad explains, when Virat Rupa, the Kala Rupa was in front of Arjuna, and Arjuna was totally fearful, and Arjuna was telling that, my God, please take this form, I can't see this form. And then that time Krishna is telling to Arjuna that, see Arjuna, anyhow all these opponents are going to be killed, whether you kill them or else somebody else will kill, because I have already planned to kill all these opponents. And that's how all the Drona, Bhishma, they all are entering into the mouth of Kala Rupa, and somebody's head, somebody's limb, somebody's hand was stuck at the teeth of the Kala Rupa, and he was licking, very fearsome form. And that time Krishna tells to Arjuna that, Chakravarti Paras is writing the commentary, he's telling that, actually Krishna is telling that the day when Draupadi was disrobed in the assembly of Kaurava, that day only I had made a plan to kill all this Kaurava, including Bhishma, Drona, Duryodhana, Dusasan. That day only I planned, because they have committed an offense to a great Vaishnavi here. And this is just the details. So if you will not kill, somebody else will kill. So better you kill and you take the credit. So that you can see in the Bhagavad Gita. And in Bhagavatam also you can see, when Prahlad Maharaj was tortured by his father Hiranyakashipu in so many various ways, and at last when Hiranyakashipu was about to kill Prahlad with his own hand and challenge that, where is your God? This Kamba? God is there in this Kamba? Column? Prahlad tells, yes, God is there. And the moment he broke that pillar, Hiranyakashipu appeared there, and he was so fearsome, looking so... Sorry, Narsingadev appeared there, and he was looking so fearsome, and he killed Hiranyakashipu. So, Lord cannot tolerate the offenses committed on his devotees, as you can see. And same things happened in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, when Srivas Thakur was in the house of Srivas Thakur, devotees were performing Harinam Sankirtan every day night. And Srivas Thakur used to close his door so that, because God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wants a privacy so that he can come to his ecstasy. So he used to close the door. So then a lot of Brahmana, they used to become very envious to Srivas Thakur. That what they are doing inside the room, they are closing that door. So one of the Brahmana known as Gopal Chapala, he becomes so envious to Srivas Thakur that he put all the abominable things in front of the house of Srivas Thakur, like wine, flesh, blood, all these kind of things he put in front of the house. The next morning, when Srivas Thakur opened the house, he told, look this Srivas, what is doing? He was pretending like a big Vaishnava, but this is all nonsense thing he does. He drinks the wine, he eats the meat, and all kinds of things he's doing is nonsense. He's worshipping Kali. Then Srivas Thakur saw all these things and he told, yeah, you are correct. I do all these things. Happy? I do all these things. So today you come to know who am I? You all are telling that I am a big Vaishnava. Actually, I am such a fallen person. I do all these things. You are correct. And he accepted. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't tolerate this offense. How dare he offend my devotee? And immediately, within few days, Gopal Chapal got leprosy, and he was suffering like anything, and he was suffering his nose, his flesh, everything got rotten, and he was crying, and people, they all rejected him, and he was out of the society, and he was crying at beside a road. And once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking through that, and Gopal Chapal prayed, oh Mahaprabhu, you are the Audhari avatar, you are in the Kali Yuga without seeing any qualification. You are giving your mercy to everybody. Jagai Madai, please give me your mercy. I am suffering. Lord Chaitanya saw that you committed an offense to my dear devotee Srivas Thakur. So what to speak of this life? Life after life after life after, you will suffer like this in hell. So get out of my sight. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just get away. Just imagine, Lord Chaitanya was so merciful, but because Gopal Chapal committed a Vaishnava aparad to Srivas Thakur, he was so heavy to Gopal Chapal. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells that, if you'll approach to my dear devotee, Srivas Thakur, and if he forgives you, then there is a chance. And we know that Vaishnavas are very merciful, and Gopal Chapal approaches Srivas Thakur, and Srivas Thakur offers prayers to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgives him. Like that way, Lord cannot tolerate offenses committed to his dear devotee. But devotees are very magnanimous, they don't take it. Here you can see Jada Bharata, he is a Vaishnava. He's not retaliating. Okay, you want to kill me, please kill. Whatever, I can be engaged in the service of Vaishnavi Kali. And he was happily allowing everything. But here another Vaishnava is cannot able to tolerate seeing that. So that is how the Vaishnava Aparadha is very grave. And we, as a Vaishnava, we should be very careful to not commit this kind of offenses in our life. So I was just thinking that in a Vaishnava community, there are a lot of devotees, we are staying together, and there is a high chance that we may commit some kind of offenses to another devotee. So Acharya explains that these offenses are in a three level, like karmana, manasa, vacha. So one, the gross is that you do physically some offense. You beat some Vaishnava or you harm something. That is the very gross. That kind of offenses doesn't take place generally in the society. Sometimes it takes place when it is a very immature society, but generally it doesn't take place. So next level is that karmana manasa vacha. Vacha means you speak something verbally to another Vaishnava. And the next level is you think offense in your mind. So verbally when you speak, it's very sensitive and it's very... It's like sometimes we speak something casually to another Vaishnava and we think that thick and it was a joke. But if that Vaishnava feels bad in his heart, he may not express openly in front of the whole community, because you may be speaking some joke, crack some joke to another devotee in front of 10 people and they all are laughing. It's a nice, all are enjoying. But that Vaishnava is not enjoying inside the heart. He is feeling, oh my God. So if he's feeling offended in the heart, then that will also, the repercussion will come to us. So it's very, that's how we may be thinking, are it was joke only, na? Are majak kiya na? But that was not majak to that person. And if he's taking offense in his heart, then that reaction will come to us. So it is very very sensitive. We have to take very, very mature in dealing with other Vaishnava. And we have to see that, where, to what extent, what is your boundary, that to what extent we can do crack a joke to another Vaishnava. And the third level is the karmana manasa vacha, the mind. It is another extent. And it's very tough. Immediately the thought comes in our mind. Are, how he's talking, how he's doing the things. We may not speak, but the thought comes in our mind. So the mind is also very tough, but we can pray to Krishna, we pray to Prabhupada, we pray to all the Vaishnava that our mind should be also very pure and we should not think this kind of thoughts to other Vaishnava. In this way, in the three level, in the level of mind, in the level of word, in the level of action, we should try to correct ourselves. And that is one thing we can learn to be in a good relationship with all the Vaishnava and protect ourselves from committing Vaishnava aparad. That is like to safeguard our bhakti lata bij. So this is what I was thinking to speak on this content. And I just want to speak something about Lord Jagannath also, because yesterday was Rath Yatra and all these 10 days the Rath Yatra is going. The flavor of Rath Yatra is there in the sky. And Puri also, they are going to pull the Jagannath's cart. And Jagannath will go enter today to Gundicha Mandir. So taking this account, and on this Sunday, we are going to celebrate Rath Yatra. So today, I'm thinking to speak. Yesterday, our Ajit Mukund Prabhu spoke about the Rath Yatra from Chaitanya Charitamrita. How Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his mercy to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in Rath Yatra festival. He covered the whole thing. So today I am covering the history behind Rath Yatra and how the deities of Jagannath came, how the form manifested, and what is the mood of taking Jagannath from this temple to that temple, the pastime behind the whole Rath Yatra festival. That I am going to cover basically from the Skanda Purana. I will cover, and few of the lectures of Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj I am going to touch. So that is the source. So yes, begin. We'll begin. So Jagannath Puri Dham is a very, we have four dham in India, char dham. So Lord, in the four yuga, how he is manifested in this four dham he has there. In the north, Badrika Ashram, he is the famous as a god of Satya Yuga. And Rameswaram, in the south, he is the god of Trita Yuga, Lord Ramchandra. And Dwarka, in the western direction, is the god of Dwapara Yuga. And then Jagannath Puri in the eastern direction, he is the god of Kali Yuga. So in the Kali Yuga, Lord Jagannath will become very famous because he is the god of Kali Yuga. And that is how somebody was telling me that yesterday 25 lakh people arrived in Jagannath Puri. And one devotee was telling the government put 900 trains to Jagannath Puri just for 2 days. 900 train from across the India will come to Jagannath Puri and they will depart from Jagannath Puri. Just imagine how many people are inflowing and going. So what is such a thing is there in this Rath Yatra that people from the all across the country, they are coming to see Jagannath and take part in this Rath Yatra. Let's try to discuss. So the Jagannath Puri Dham is also famously known by Nilachal because the temple is on the top of a blue mountain. Nila means blue, Achala means mountain. It is top of a blue mountain, so that's how the name become Nilanchal. And also they named as a Sankha Kshetra. Sankha means council, Kshetra means area. So this Jagannath Puri Dham is in a form of a council. The hollow part is towards the ocean, and the other part is towards the temple. That is how the Jagannath Puri is the form of a council. And Sankha Chakra Gada Padma, other three parts are also there in the Odisha. One is Bhuvaneshwar and the Konark and Jajpur. These are the three other symbols. But the Puri is council part. That's how the name is called Sankha Kshetra. And the third name is Purushottam Kshetra. Purushottam Kshetra. Purushottama means God is Purushottama, is the supreme Purusha, Krishna. So Purushottam Kshetra, among all the dham, this dham is Purushottam, the topmost dham. We'll see how it is topmost dham in the Kali Yuga. That we'll discuss. And then it is also known as Sri Kshetra. Sri Kshetra. Sri means here the energy of Lord. So here, if you are in a Aishwarya Bhav, then Jagannath resides with Lakshmi Dev. That is how the Sri is Lakshmi. So you are in a Madhurya Bhav, so here Sri is Radharani. Because Jagannath is residing in Sri Mandir and Jagannath is searching for Radharani. That's how the eyes were dilated, right? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he comes in the mood of a Radharani. And that's how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to stand at the Garuda Stambha and he used to gaze and he used to see constantly for hours and hours to Lord Jagannath. And Krishna and Radharani and meeting each other. That is how it is also known as Sri Kshetra. Here Sri is Srimati Radharani. So that's how the Jagannath Puri is the combination of three dham at one place. So Sri Mandir is known as Dwarka Dham, where Krishna is staying like an Dwarikadhis. If you see, Sunabhas happened at Sri Mandir. All the ornament, gorgeous ornament, Bado Sringar happened at Sri Mandir. So Krishna is in the form of Dwarikadhis with Balaram and Subhadra. That is the Sri Mandir. And this Bhava is called Aishwarya Bhava, Sri Mandir represents. But when Krishna goes to Gundicha Mandir represents Vrindavana Dham. And that rasa is called Madhurya Rasa. Where Srimati Radharani stays, Yasoda Mata, Nanda Baba, they stay, that is the Gundicha Mandir, that is the Madhurya Rasa. And when Lord Krishna comes out of Sri Mandir and on the way to Gundicha Mandir, in between, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to dance in front of the Jagannath Rath Yatra. Practically, out of 25 years, 6 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went for preaching in the South India, and 18 years he was taking part in Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra. Every year he used to dance in front of Jagannath. And this area is like the Audarya Dham, the Navadeep Dham. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting all his Navadeep Leela, the pastimes, the Audarya Leela, and also Gambhira, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to stay. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's rasa is Audarya rasa. Without seeing any qualification of the living entity, he has distributed his Krishna prem to everybody. jare tare krishna prem he has distributed. That is called the ahodarya bhav. So in Kali Yuga, in Jagannath Puri, all this rasa you can see and all this dham at one place. The Dwarka Dham, the Vrindavan Dham, the Navadip Dham. And that's how Jagannath Puri is very special in this Kali Yuga. That's how it's become Purushottama Dham. Because all the Dham at one place, that is how the Purushottama Dham, Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, when he was residing in Jagannath Puri, how he was in the mood of Vrindavan, he was seeing Vrindavan in Jagannath Puri. So when he used to see the Chataka Parvat, he used to run to Chataka Parvat thinking it as an Govardhan Parvat. And he used to embrace the Chataka Parvat. And when he used to see the ocean, he used to jump into the ocean thinking it as an Yamuna River. And when he used to see the Jagannath Ballava Garden, he used to think it as an Vrindavan Dham. That's how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always in the mood of seeing Vrindavan everywhere in Jagannath Puri. So let's try to discuss the pastime, how Jagannath ji appear. So it's the pastime explained in Skanda Puran. So when Indradumna Maharaj was the king of the whole Bharatavarsa, and he was in the Avanti king, and he had a strong desire to see the Lord face to face. And that time Narada Muni comes and tells that if you want to see Jagannath, if you want to see the Lord face to face, better goes to Utkal Desh. Utkal Desh means it's the Orisha. There you will see Jagannath. And then Indradumna Maharaj sends his trusted minister Vidyapati to go and search. So Vidyapati comes to Utkal Desh, and there he comes to know that here the king of the Sabara, he is worshipping a deity known as Neelamadhava. And this Neelamadhava is reciprocating directly and is talking to Savara king. So then Vidyapati got an intense desire to come close to the Savara king. So then he thought how to come close, and then he married to the daughter of Savara king known as Lalita. And then he became the Gharjamai, and he stayed in the house of Savara king. And as he stayed, he comes to know all the details of the deity. That every day night, this Savara king goes to the forest and worships the Neelamadhav. And morning he returns with all the heavenly food. Because the devatas also comes from the heaven. They offer the heavenly food. And by tasting the food, he was totally surprised. And he used to tell, from where all this food you are getting? He tells that all the devatas, they come to offer Lord all this bhoga. So then he got his desire become more intense to see the deity. And anyhow, the king has ordered him to find out the deity. And then he played the emotional game. He started telling to the wife, please tell to your father to take me. And Lalita told that, "Arey, my father will not take. He has very strong in his opinion. Nana, please tell." And then Lalita started requesting the father that, please, the son-in-law wants to see. Please do something. And then the father was caught up because daughter is also. And they tell that Vidyapati was started doing hunger strike. He was stop eating food also. And then the king, the Savara king, was become very tense that what to do now. Okay, then he agreed with one condition that I'll take this Vidyapati, but I'll blindfold him. Okay, he agreed. But he was also minister, very clever. And he told to the wife that, give me some mustard seeds. And the wife gave some mustard seeds. So while this king was taking the Vidyapati to the forest, to the dense forest, he was putting all the mustard seeds in the road. And then when he reached to the deity, Vishwavasu opened the eyes. And for the first time, he sees Neelamadhava face to face. And he was seeing that Neelamadhava was interacting with Savara king, talking. He was totally surprised to see this beautiful deity, and he was seeing all the Indra, Varuna, Agni, they were coming from the heaven. They are offering all the food items to this deity. And he was totally mesmerized to see this deity. And then while Savara king was again returning, again he blindfolded this Vidyapati. And Vidyapati came. As soon as Vidyapati comes, he tells that, "I have to go to my home. I have some work." Suddenly, yes, please give me some time, I want to go. And he immediately run to the Avanti king and tells to the Indradumna Maharaj, "My God, king, I found out the deity. He is in the Utkal Desh, exactly at this place in the top of the Neelachal mountain. Come on, let's go." The king become very
excited and took all the minister, all the soldier, elephant, horses, and all, with all entourage, he marches towards the Jagannath Puri. And directly Vidyapati, by that time Vidyapati returns, all these mustard seeds, they have already germinated to those plants and with the yellow flowers. So there is a road to that blue mountain. So seeing that mustard plant, Vidyapati took Indradamana Maharaj to the Nilachal mountain. But when Nilachal, when Indradamana Maharaj sees, the deity was no more there. And deity was disappeared. So he was surprised and he was crying that how unfortunate I am that I couldn't see Nilamadhav. And he was crying and he told that I'll give up my life here. And then there was Akashvani from the sky. The voice comes that, oh king, don't worry. As a Nilamadhava, I would be worshipped for the 50 years of Brahma's life. And the rest 50 years, I will manifest as a deity of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. So this is my desire only, my pastime only. So go, you just go and do, perform Ashwamedha Yajna. And at the end of the Ashwamedha Yajna, three logs of wood will come in the ocean. And you carve the deities of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. And make a huge temple and establish myself. And as soon as Indradamana Maharaj started performing the Ashwamedha Yajna, at the end of the Ashwamedha Yajna, three logs of wood comes in the blue ocean of Jagannath. And they took that logs of wood. And surprisingly, a Vishwakarma comes from the heaven and he tells that Brahmaji has sent me to carve the deities. But I have a condition that I will take 21 days to carve the deity and nobody should disturb me. Indradamana Maharaj, okay, no problem. And he started carving the deity in the Gundicha temple. Gundicha temple is the palace of Indradamana Maharaj. And Gundicha Devi was the wife of Indradamana Maharaj. So that was the home. So there he started carving the deities. And every day Indradamana Maharaj used to come to the door and used to hear the sound of the chisel, the tuck, tuck, tuck sound. The work is in progress. On 15th day, the sound was not coming. So then Gundicha Maharani tells that, "Are, go and see. Since 15 days he was not eating anything. He might be died. Go and see. Check it out." And then Indradamana Maharaj opens the door. And when he opens the door, he sees the form of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. Jai Jagannath, Swami Ki Jai. So Indradhar Maharaj was totally crying that what offense I committed, I opened in middle because the hand, the legs were not mad. And he was crying that such a big offense I committed. But that time again, Lord Jagannath tells that actually it was my pastime only. I want to manifest in this form, in this Kali Yuga. So everything is all right, don't worry. Just establish myself in the main Sri Mandira temple. So then Indradamana Maharaj think that I will call Lord, I will call Brahma from the Brahma Loka. By the time he goes to Brahma Loka, in a moment of Brahma Loka become lakhs of years in a Kali Yuga. So different Yuga has passed by the time Brahma comes. And later he inaugurated the temple and he established Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. I'm not going into detail because other things I'm planning to cover on this form of deity. So how this form of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra was manifested, that is also mentioned in the Puranas, that when Krishna was there in the Dwarka, Krishna used to call the names of Yashoda, Radha Rani, all the Brajavasis' name. So all the 16,108 queens, they used to think that we all are 24/7 there to serve Lord Krishna, but he is remembering the gopis. So, kya kami rahe gaya humme? And he was thinking that time Narada Muni comes. And Narada Muni tells that you can't understand the love and devotion of the Brajavasis. So for that, you have to hear the pastimes of the Vrindavan, then only you come to understand. And that time, Rohini Devi, she tells that, I can tell you all the pastimes. Because Rohini Devi was there in the Vrindavan also. Because she was the mother of Balaram. She was then in the Vrindavan, she saw all the pastimes of Krishna. And the same Rohini was here in Dwarka also. So Rohini agreed that I'll tell all the pastimes, but there is one condition. That while I am narrating all this pastime, if Krishna Balaram will hear, then they can't tolerate the separation from Vrindavan. They will run towards Vrindavan. So you have to check Krishna and Balaram. So who will do the task?
who will become the security guard? So Subhadra comes that I'll become the security guard at the door, and I will not allow Krishna Balaram to enter here. And Subhadra stands at the doorstep, and Rohini started narrating all the Vrindavan pastime. And everyone was mesmerized to see all the Vrindavan pastime. So one of the pastime was, she was telling that when Vasudev and Devaki, they were performing the yajna in the birthday of Krishna, they invited practically all the kings from the, all of the universe. But the wife of Ugras and Padmavati didn't invite the Vrajavasis. And she told Narada that invite all the king except Vrajavasis. But Narada, you know, Narada could understand the mood of the Lord, heart of Lord. So Narada also went and invited all the Vrajavasis. But then Yashoda tells, Nanda Baba tells that we are not invited, how can we go? So then Yashoda tells that, do the father and mother needs an invitation from the son? They can go at any time to the son, right? So all the Vrajavasis, especially Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, they all appeared at the yajna day. But Padmavati became very furious that who invited you all Vrajavasis? How come you come to Dwarka? You all tortured Krishna like anything. He used to send Krishna to do cow herding of all the cows without any chapal. So rude you all are. And Yashoda Mata started crying when Padma tell like that. And that time, Narada Muni tells that actually it is not possible to call Krishna because Krishna is right now in the yajna. You can't call Krishna from the yajna, it will become an offense. But if a mother calls son, then it is not an offense. So what we can do, Devaki is there, Devaki can call Krishna and Krishna will come and he will meet you. So then, okay, Devaki call. Then Devaki started calling, Krishna, Krishna, but Krishna was not coming only. And then Narada tells, okay, Yashoda, you also try once. Really? Then Yashoda started calling Krishna. Kana, he calls. She calls Kana, Kana. The third time when she calls Kana, practically Krishna run from the yajna and Krishna jumped on the lap of Yashoda and Krishna was crying and everyone was surprised to see Krishna was crying and the milk started flowing from the breast of Yashoda and all were stunned to see the love of Yashoda towards Krishna, the Vrindavan love of Krishna. And all this pastime Rohini was narrating because it happened before the queens come to Dwarka. And seeing all this pastime, Krishna become in the bhava of Mahabhava and the eyes were dilated and the Jagannath form appeared. Baladeva is also like form appeared and Subhadra also become like that. And that time Narada comes and says, my Lord, I have seen this form. I have seen this form. And immediately Krishna regained his original form. And Krishna tells that, what form you saw? Well, I saw that form, the secret form of your Jagannath form. So, okay, what do you want? Well, my Lord, I want this form to be worshipped in Kali Yuga so that all the Kali Yuga people will get your mercy. And that's how Krishna tells Tathastu. And in the Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna appeared in this form in Jagannath Puri. And then the next pastime comes that why in Jagannath Puri they make these three huge cart? Can you imagine every year they make the cart and after Rathayatra they break the cart and they don't use the wood in the next year. Again, fresh wood they bring in the next year. Again, before 1 month, so many people come and they start making the cart. So what is the pastime behind this making cart? So there is a nice pastime. Once Krishna was again remembering the Brajavasis in Dwarka, and Krishna was such an intense separation from the gopis, he fainted. And he was become unconscious, but he was chanting Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And all the queens, they were thinking, what to do now? And that time, Narada Muni comes. Exactly at time Narada Muni comes to do the pastime. And Narada tells that, I will sing the songs of Srimati Radharani. By that, Krishna will gain the consciousness. But he will not stay in Dwarka. He will run towards Vrindavan. Are you all ready? So the queens thinks that, better than this, better he goes to Vrindavan because he is chanting Radha Radha only unconscious. What will he do now? So better you sing. But then Narada tells that, but the situation in Vrindavan is so miserable. They're all in the separation of Krishna. They are crying, crying, crying. So if Krishna will go in this moment to Vrindavan, just imagine how much pain he will feel in his heart. So at least one of you go to Vrindavan and tell to them that Krishna is coming and prepare the ambience to welcome Krishna.
good idea. Who will go now? So they tell Uddhava, you go. Uddhava tell, no, Baba, I can't go. I have already went once to Vrindavan and I gave message of Krishna and I told all the gopis that Krishna, I'll send Krishna and Krishna will come soon. But since so many years Krishna has not gone, so with what face again I'll go? I can't go. So then they saw towards Baladev. Baladev, you can go. Baladev, I went to Vrindavan, stayed for 2 months in the Vrindavan. And to my mother, to Yasoda, I told that I am the big brother. Immediately I'll send Krishna in the next day only when I'll go. But see, the Kana, he's listened all my instruction, but he don't listen going to Vrindavan. I don't know why. So how can, what face I'll go to Vrindavan again? So then they were thinking, who will go then? And that time, Subhadra comes. And Subhadra tells that, I will go. So being as a lady, I can understand the emotion of Mother Yasoda. I can understand what is happening with the gopis. I'll go, I'll sit at the lap of Mother Yasoda. I'll convince her. I'll tell all the gopis that Krishna is coming. I'll handle the situation. So prepare my cart so that I'll go to Vrindavan. And they start preparing the cart of Subhadra. And that time, Baladev thinks that, how can my sister will go alone? Somebody should be there to safeguard my sister, right? I as an elder brother, I should accompany my sister. Prepare my cart also. I'll go in front, then Subhadra will come behind me. That's how the first cart in Jagannath Puri, the Baladev's cart, begins. And Baladev goes. And behind Baladev's cart, Subhadra follows. If you've seen the Rath Yatra, Baladev cart and Subhadra cart, in the morning only they reach. They go in the early only. But Jagannath cart comes very late. And when they left, that time Narada Muni tells, all are ready. Get set, go. Shall I start singing? And then Narada Muni
bajaye bina Radhika Ramana name.
Started singing the songs of Srimati Radharani. And when it enters into the ears of Krishna, consciousness, Krishna regains the consciousness. Krishna jumped into the bed and he tells, where is my flute? Where is my flute? And he tells, oh Narada, what you are doing in Vrindavan? And he sees all the queens, what you all are doing in Vrindavan? And Narada tells, my lord, it's not Vrindavan, it's Dwarka. And we know that you want to go to Vrindavan. We have already prepared your chariot. Please board your chariot and you go to Vrindavan. But Krishna was so intoxicated with the love of Radharani, he was not able to walk. Like if somebody is a drunkard person, cannot walk, right? Somebody has to hold the drunkard person. So Krishna was like a drunkard, madamatta in the prema of Radharani. He's not able to walk. So Narada Muni, Uddhava, all were holding Krishna and they were taking to the cart. And that is called the Pahandi Vijay. If you see the Pahandi Vijay, Jagannath is tossing front, back, side, like a drunkard person. He cannot walk. And practically all the Pandas, they hold Jagannath. And they were taking Jagannath to the cart. And the moment Jagannath sit on the cart, they pull the cart towards the Vrindavan. And they approaches Jagannath to Vrindavan. But the situation in Vrindavan was totally different. Radharani was in the verge of death, they were saying that. Because it was totally intense separation from Krishna. Practically, she was not eating anything. And Lalita was putting a cotton shrub at her nose, checking that whether the prana is there or not. And everyone is chanting Krishna, Krishna, just to regain her life. And that is the time. And all the husband of Radharani, Abhimanyu, was coming and was offering prayer that please forgive for my offenses. He was taking the dust of Srimati Radharani. The Kutila is coming and she is also telling that whole life I tortured you. Actually, you are the chest lady in the whole Vrindavan. And all are coming offering their prayer to Radharani. And that is the time the Jagannath's cart touches Vrindavan. And the moment Krishna comes out of the cart and sees Radharani in this mood. Because Baladev or Subhadra, they came. And when they also saw this appearance, they also got into ecstasy. They couldn't give the message. And they also become Baladev and Subhadra, stunned. And that time when Krishna comes, he also sees and he becomes stunned. Eyes become dilated. Like 360 degree. If you see Jagannath's eye, 360 degree. The most astonished eye. And the body become like a wood. Like you, if you get a shock, sometimes body become like a wood. So Jagannath's body become like wood. And the legs, hands, they're shrunken inside. And in the love of Radharani's ocean, Krishna fell in that ocean like a tortoise. He was swimming in that ocean and he was totally helpless. And then Lalita tells in the ears of Radharani that Krishna has arrived. And that acts as a medicine for Srimati Radharani. And Radharani comes into the consciousness. And Radharani sees that Krishna is swimming in the ocean of Srimati Radharani's Mahabhava like a tortoise. And that is the form of Jagannath form. Here we can see. And Radharani goes and touches the body of Krishna. The moment Radharani touches the body of Krishna, Krishna regains his original consciousness. And that's how after 100 years, Krishna and Radharani's union taken place. And that is the pastime of Jagannath. So lastly, I want to touch why so many lakhs of people come to pull the cart of Jagannath. Why so many lakhs of people come? 25 lakh, can you imagine? So the pastime goes like when Krishna and Balaram Subhadra in the solar eclipse, they were in the Kurukshetra for the Yajna. And that time, the news spread across the globe that Krishna is there. That time, Brajavasis also came to Kurukshetra. And then when Radharani sees Krishna, Radharani tells that, my Lord, we did so many pastime in Vrindavan, but now I'm seeing you, the same Krishna in front of me, but that same mood is not coming with me. I cannot feel that emotion in my heart. Please come with me to Vrindavan so that we can perform our pastime at the bank of Yamuna, Govardhan. And then Krishna is telling, there are a few more demons are there, I'll kill and they'll come. No, 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 right now we come. Then all the gopis, all they started pulling Krishna's cart towards Vrindavan. And that is how Krishna, in this Rath Yatra, lot of devotees, they come and they pull Jagannath from Sri Mandir, from Dwarka, from Kurukshetra to Gundicha Mandir, to the Vrindavan Dham. And that is the bhav, why so many? Because Krishna is helpless, he cannot go by his own. When the devotees pulling Krishna towards Vrindavan, Krishna tells that whoever is helping me to come to Vrindavan to meet my devotee Radharani, I give my unlimited mercy to him without seeing any qualification. So that is the day of Rath Yatra. Here Jagannath doesn't see who is sinful, who is pious. Jagannath just see if they are helping me to go to Vrindavan, I shower my all mercy to these all people. And that is how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells in Chaitanyam Charitamrita, Anyara Hirdayamana, Moramana Vrindavana, Mane Bane Ekokari Jani, Taha Tomar Pad Dwe, Karajadi Uday, Tobe Tomar Purna Kripa Mani. People's mind and heart are different, but my mind and heart are same, my Lord. My mind and heart is Vrindavan only. And I have prepared my heart as a Vrindavan. Please come and stay in my heart. Please bring your two lotus feet and keep him in my heart. So this is what the Acharya is telling, that Rath Yatra means as a sadhaka, we should prepare our heart as a Vrindavan. That is will happen how? By chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So by doing this bhajan kriya intensely, the anartha nivritti takes place. So when the heart is prepared as a Vrindavan dham, then only the Jagannath can come and reside in our heart. So that is what a sadhaka in this Rath Yatra, we can pray to Jagannath that our heart get purified from all the anarthas and let it become a Vrindavan, the abode of Vrindavan, so that Jagannath can stay in this Vrindavan and perform his pastime with Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna.